Napoleon's Last Island, written by Tom Keneally and read by Edwina Wren and David Tretinnick.
I had just met my husband-to-be when we had word from the Exmouth newspapers and from the harsh cries of coachmen that our great friend had died on the island. This was, of course, impossible to believe, but we believed in it sufficiently to wail communally and privately. We saw all too sharply in our minds the rooms of Longwood and that squat, exiled figure peering out of his windows towards the barn, or Deadwood, or Diana's Peak, in a manner that foretold a bewildered death. Old family wounds gaped anew, and ghosts of varying colorations were released. Eventually, something like the true circumstances of that death came to us from the mouth of an old friend, the Irish surgeon Barry O'Meara. Even though the great loss had occurred, it was temporarily an invigorating thing for our Balcombe family to see O'Meara, up from London, flaws and all, and to look to him to interpret the event and help us drink the chalice of bereavement. When we sat by a fire on a rainy day in June at the Swan's Nest, my father and the Irishman smoking pipes, and a bowl of punch before them, a couple of cups of which my mother was persuaded to take, we glowed with a familial anticipation that, despite the circumstances, felt like glee. To us, O'Meara had always been a sprite, so we felt strangely eased by the truth that he shared our onus of mourning. He had arrived in our town the day before and sent us a note inviting us to the Swan's Nest. When my father received it, he went sallow with rage. On the island, he used to get rubicund with irritation, but in England, he turned less healthy colours. In the letter, O'Meara raised the question of his naval agent, Mr. William Holmes, a man my father suspected of dishonour. Given the risks my father had taken in order to secretly ship off money drafts drawn by our great friend, the idea that some had stuck to Holmes's hands on the way to Lafitte's bank in Paris was something odious. None, however, seemed to have stuck to O'Meara's, and O'Meara defended his friend in any case, saying that Holmes was about to go to Paris to introduce himself to Lafitte and allay suspicions that the bank harboured about the origin of the money bills. My father was not utterly convinced, yet in the flatness and desolation of our lives, we were still pleased to see the face of a fellow conspirator from the island, a face rendered greyer, and his grey suit, familiar from the island, older.